Well, we come to a time where we share the Old Testament reading this week from the lectionary, and it happens to be Psalm 149. Hear God's word from the New Living Translation. Praise the Lord! Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by the tambourine and harp, for the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in this honor. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouth and a sharp sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glory of his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Praise. The psalmist's words are offering a ringing contrast to much of the modern experience that we experience today. Singing, shouts of joy, dancing. The exuberant prayer and praise leaps off of the page. Perhaps our own more reserved culture limits our expressions of praise, and therefore our experience of God in our own prayer and worship time explore the many ways of praying God. You know, United Methodist used to be called Shouting Methodist and Singing Methodist, and we've kind of got away from that a little bit, but you know, we can lift our hands in praise and we can shout to the Lord, God bless the Lord and all his people. Amen. God bless.